We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the top of Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. Itma. Once we mentioned in the last blot about Achav Shecholku, and the reason why we mentioned the Achav Shecholku is because it was talking about a case where you got too much, because the third brother wasn't there and you had to take it off. That's the Shaykh Star Mishnah, where you got too much. So now we're going right to Achav Shecholku, a famous Gemara coming up that the Olam has learned in Maseches Bava Kama. Itma. Achim Shecholku. We had it, so we'll make it two brothers. The Rambam says it could be three also. But we don't want to make it simple. Two brothers. They split the father's property. And the Bachoyv came. And he collected one of the properties for his Choyv. So now, you have Reuben and Shimon, two brothers. They each got a property. And Reuben lost his property to the Bachoyv. So he comes to Shimon and says, look, you know, I want my Yerusha. I didn't get Yerusha now because they took away that property. So it's the Bachoykis, what the halach is. Rav Amar Batal Machlekes. Rav says that you do over the Yerusha, the Chalukas Yerusha, and each one gets half the second field. Shimon's field split in half. He gives half of it to Reuven. But Shmuel Amar Viter. Shmuel says, we tell Reuven, too bad. You lost out. It's your mazel that the Bachoyev collected from your field. Rav As Yomar, Noto Reviva Karka, Noto Reviva Karka, Reviva Mois. So the response is two pshat, and we'll say the response first pshat. Maybe we'll say over second pshat soon. So Rav Asi says that it's a suffix, and therefore you give a quarter. That means Shimon doesn't give half his property to Reuven; he gives a quarter of his property to Reuven, and he can give that either in karka or in moyes. He give it in moyes because he says, "I would have told the Baal Chayv, I'm paying you instead." And you can always be masalik the Baal Chayv with money. So here he gives Reuven a quarter, not half his field; he gives him a quarter of his field. And the Gemara explains the three shittas. Rav Amar Batal Machlokes, they redo the whole Yerusha. Why? Because of Achim Shchokul Yarshim. Achim that split a property, they're Yarshim. And since they're Yarshim, they're both Mechuyiv equally in the Chayiv of the father. And therefore, since they're Mechuyiv in the Chayiv of the father, so now if took Reuven's field, Shimon is responsible as well. So Shimon has to give half his property to Reuven. And therefore, they do over the whole Chalukah. It's split in half. B'Shmuel Amar Viter, because of Achim Shchokul Kuchis Hava. He holds that when Acham split something, they're not Yarshim. It's not Pshat, it's a Breira. This was always mine, Reuven's, and this is always Shimon's. What they do is, they make up a deal, and it's Ke'ilu they sold it to each other. And not only Ke'ilu they sold it to each other, it's Ke'ilu they sold it to Shloi Bach Reis. So when they make that split, Reuven got his property, Shimon got his property, it was like it was sold to Reuven. Now, it was sold to Shloi Bach Reis. So if Reuven has mazel, the Bachar takes away from him, Shimon says, I didn't sell to you Bach Reis, I didn't give you returns. So I don't owe you anything. And Reuven loses that. So he has no lekach. Mordechai is asking over here, the Chayra, it's a Chayis Toy Cipher. We know always that you have a Chayis, a Chayis Toy Cipher.
It was sold.
It's not a mistake. No, it's a lien. When you have a lien, that's not called a Mekach Toyis. That's selling the block of bridge. Something was never yours. It was theirs. 100% theirs. They had full deed, they paid full price for it. It was their father's. No shayla about it. It was a lien on it. The mice got collected. We have a Chayis Toy Cipher. They Frank Brashbam. So he says, a Chayis Toy Cipher is only when I pay for something. Because there's a klal, lo yishodi in a zuzi v'kdi, a guy doesn't throw his money out. So he sure had insurance. Masha Inkein, over here, there's no, you didn't pay for it, there's no chrayas tari sefer. So therefore, he doesn't get anything, Reuven gets nothing. Now, the lechukas over here, the lechukas of Yerushim, we have other nafminas as well. Another nafmin will be, is in time of Yovel, what happens by Yovel? According to Shmuel, by Yovel, it goes back to the tfusa bayis, goes back to the estate, and they split it again, every Yovel, because of lechukas. According to Rav, no, it's Yarshim, it's their Breira, it's Yesh Breira that this is here, this is Taka his. But here we say Nachmin is that according to Rav, the Yarshim Echayek paid the Chayt. And Shmuel, it's Reuven's problem, he lost out. And what does Rav Asi hold? Rav Asi, Mesafkele, Yarshim Hava Kuchas Hava, he's Mesopik, if he holds like Rav. And if he holds like Rav, so then the Yarshim, so he gives back. And all the Kuchas, you don't give back. Hilkach, no, there's Viva Karka, Viva Mois. Therefore, it's a suffix, so basically half of Shimon's field is a suffix. So if you give half of that, which is a quarter, you give back to Reuven, you give either money or karka. Are you going to ask me, Lefi Rav, it says I have to give him half the property. I can't give him money, it sounds like. So here, why on the quarter I'm giving back is within Rav, right? Suffix. So how do I give money back? So they freak Tosfos, Tosfos Rav Asi, but Rav Amar Batal Machlokes. Taisus, if you look at 5 lines of Taisus, there's a tema. The Maishdom of Ravasi, the Oyser of Via, Shunaita Bukarakarash, who come with Ravasi, Yachasaka Moyas. So he says, Shem Pligi Rav Ravasi Bisvarazu. That Philu Yiki Yarshim have a Matil Sukh was Uzi. He says, this is not a Chalik, it's really Rav and Rav and Ravasi. Even if you give it back, could I give back money? You can't. Not if you rav not. If you rav, you can't get money. If you rav asi, right? Li rav, you can. Yeah. You should be away. If we even be a yarshim, we give him money. Yeah, that's what he would owe. So that is the pshat of the first pshat of Rashbam. I'll just try to tell you quickly the second pshat of the Rashbam, because I'll start off that Taisa as a kasha. The feet of first pshat. How do you know that that's the Shiloh, that's Pshat Rav Asi Masafkele? Maybe Rav Asi holds it's Taka Lekuchas, and maybe he holds Lekuchas, and he's a Suffolk if it's a Chray, it's not a Chray. Maybe that's the only Raviyah. Suffolk, Chray, not a Chray. So therefore, there's another Pshat. So the Taisa says, I like the second Pshat of the Rashbam better. Second Pshat of the Rashbam is that according to Rav Asi, you give back the entire half, Taka. But half you give with money, and half with karka. Why? Because he holds that if you're Yarshim, like Rav, you have to give back property, so give back a quarter. If it's like Shmuel, Lekuchas, he holds the Lekuchas Ba'achrayas. And if it's Lekuchas Ba'achrayas, so then you have to give back, but you give back money if you want. So you give back the entire half taka, just to show what it is. The Rashbam doesn't like this pshat because he says that when you say Masafkale, usually he's a combination of both shittas. The fees that's not a combination of both shittas because Shmuel holds it Shaloi Ba'achrayas, and he holds it is Ba'achrayas, Liver doesn't like this pshat. And actually, Mashal points out that teres that the Rashbam has on Kasha has on the second pshat is really a teres of Tosis Kasha. That's what we don't want to say. It's Mesupik of Chrayas, not Chrayas. Because we want them to be a combination of both Man Diyomrim. And that's not a combination of both Man Diyomrim, say Lakuchas. That's the way the Mashal learns of Tosis. So Amra Papa, Hilchasa, B'chol Hani Shmaitza, Mekamsin. Where Papa says, both these Shilas, that means this Shila and yesterday's Blat, the Shiloh, a case where you had two brothers that split and a third brother showed up from Medina Sayyam, both cases I paskin Mekamtzin, which means he paskins in the first case on Kovavon Beis, like Shmuel, that when two brothers split and a third brother shows up, you're not about the whole thing, just each guy gives a piece to the new brother. So he paskins like Shmuel, and here he paskins like Rav. Mekamtzin means you give half the Sada. But it's not exactly like Rav, because not Batla Machlekes, it just means you give any half a Sada you want. That's what you could do. Shimon give any half of a Sada he wants. So when Rav Papa says Hilchos Mekamtzin, he's saying he's passing like Shmuel on Daf Kuvav on Beis, and he's passing like Rav here, but not exactly like Rav. That's what Rav Papa says. Ameimam a Batla Machlekes. Ameimam says in both cases Batla Machlekes, which means in both cases he passes like Rav. For Hilchosah, now Lachis, Taka like Rav, the Batla Machlekes in both cases, the Machlekes is bottled, that the Hokaluk is bottled. So Gemara Vaita. The next Gemara goes straight to the next Mishnah, and it's not such a hard Gemara, just concentrate. It's very simple Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. It's a new Gemara. Shloish is Yard Lashum. There's when you sell, let's say you have Nichse Yisayimim, and you're selling it to give Mazah and to give Mazonis to the wife. The wife who's the Amana still alive, the Lach is you have to give a Mazonis to Amana. Now, the Amana can't eat the property, it doesn't taste good. So what they do is, they sell the property, they have money now to buy Mazonis. So you need a evaluation of the property before you sell it. You don't want to just sell the property, you lose money. So you get a Bezdin that sits down and evaluates the property. Shloish is Yardu Lashum. Echadayma, one of the Dayanim say, b'mana, said it was worth a mana, 100 zuz. V'shtayim o'imr m'sayim, two of them say it's worth 200 zuz. Or, a different case, there's three Dayanim. The other case is Echadayma m'sayim, one Dayan says 200, v'shtayim o'imr m'mana, two Dayanim say 100. The loch is, you go bust to the roi, batel yachab b'miyutai. So it means in the first case, since two of them said m'sayim, you sell for m'sayim, for 200. And the second case, where two of them said 100, you sell for 100. Now, what happens if they all say different things? Echadayim b'mana, one says 100 zuz, which is 25 slotim. Every seller has 4 zuz. So echadayim b'mana, which is 25 slotim, ve'echadayim b'esrim, which is 20 slotim. 20 slotim means it's 80 zuz. Ve'echadayim b'shloishim, the other one says 30 seller, which is 120 zuz. So really, it's 120, 100, and 80. That's the three choices here, the three diyanim. So what do you do then? So the Tanakhama says, be with three of Machlekes. Tanakhama says, need the Mimana. You do 100. You do in between the three. The Mara will explain the Machlekes in a second. Let's have a Tzadikayim and need the Batishim. you do 90, which means the in between the 80 and the 100, you do 90. What you do is you figure out the merkuk, how far away it is from the 120 to the 80, which is how much, 40, and you split it by 3. And you do a third more than the lowest amount, which would be 93 and a third. That's how much you're going to sell it for. A little more, 90, 93 and a third. So Mark explains the three shittas. You do the middle amount. And the Rashbam explains, the reason is because you have two people agreeing that it's a mana. You have two people agreeing it's a mana. You have the guy 120 says it's a mana, and the mana guy says it's a mana. So we know that two people agree to 100 zuz, so therefore you sell for that. And the Rashbam says, therefore, if the other guy said 28, let's say. Here we had a guy said 30 seller, right? There's a 28 seller. 28 seller would come out to 112. Also, you do it for 100. Why? Because he says, they both agree it's 100. So that's why you sell it for 100. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Rav Lezer at Sadek Oma, need a matishin. He sells for 90. Why? Because Savar, he holds that really, Ha'ara Tishin Shava, on top of Kuvzayin and Beis. Really, it's worth 90. We want them both to shtim together, both two people shtim together. It really is worth 90. And they're both saying the same thing. Both the 80 guy and the 100 Dayan are both saying the same thing. V'hai dekama esrim, the one who said it's 80, the katoy yasar lachari. He's been off by 10 zuz too little. V'hai dekama mona, the one who says 100, katoy yasar lachame. He's making a mistake, 10 too much. So that's why you do 90, because really the price is 90, and we don't want them to have, and they're both agreeing, really, technically, that it's 90. Just go off by 10. Frank Demara, Adarabba, say different. Say, Hai Ara, Mea Va'asara Shav, you're really it's worth 110. V'hai Dekama Mana, really it's worth 110. And that he said a mana, and that he said, that guy said 100, Kotoya Sarla Chayri, is making it too little. V'hai Dekama Shloyshav, Kotoya Sarla Kamei, he's making 10 too much. The kasha is like, why are you assuming it's 90 and that's where they're meeting in the middle? Maybe it's 110 and the two higher ones are meeting in the middle. So Gemara says, no. You assume the lower two, the Mataris Manalei Mafkile, which the way the Rashbam and Tosis explain, number one, they're both saying that it's not more than a mana. And therefore, we work with both of them. And then we say it's somewhere in between because we don't want to make a sure. They're each making a mistake by 10. Now, why don't you say the same thing about 120 and 100? So that both Rashi and Rashbam say, because tefasta beruba loy tefasta. We have a choice which way to go. We are going to go with the lower amount. And since the lower amount is, they're both agreeing that it's not more than a mana, we go with that shita. Because tefasta beruba loy tefasta. So that's the pshat in Elazar Ram Sadek who holds that it's 90. What's the pshat? Because really, it's worth 90. And they each make a mistake by 10. Acherim say, you figure out between 80 and 120 is 40. And Meshalshim, you divide it by 3. What's pshat? So very similar to the Elazar Sadek, just with a little different formula. Kesavri, hai aratishim tosav tosav shavya. Really, it's worth 93 and a third. Hi, the Kamar Esrim. The one who's saying Esrim, which is 80, Katar, place of Tlisa Al-Khari. He's making a mistake by 13 and a third. But hi, the Kamar Mana, the one who's saying 100, can tell you place of Tlisa Al-Khari. He also makes a mistake by 13 and a third. So really, he holds 106 and two thirds, because he's off by 13 and a third. Well, with Dinud Le Mitveh, really, he wanted to say more. He wanted to say 106 and two thirds. But when he saw from the discussion that the other guy is saying so little, it's enough if I moist it to 100. Achavaroi, my friends. That's why he said 100. Afraid to Gemara, like Saint Abakash before, Adraba. Hai Ara may have a tloss of a tloss of Shavi. Maybe it's really worth 113 and a third, because you're always off by 13 and a third. Vahai the Kama Mana, the Kotari place of tloss of Lacharit. The one who says 100 is off by 13 and a third lower. Vahai the Kama Shloishim, the one who says 120, Toyi plays with Tlas Lakame. Really, it's 126 and two thirds. Or Dinu Dekan Ritvei would say more. So Mitzoy the Kamatafina Kuli Hayach Avroi. It's better if I say closer to my friend. I don't be so much more. So Nekoy Mias Treikam. So the Kais the Kashos. So maybe it's really 113 and a third. And the other guy wants to say 126, but he don't want to say so much. So say that in between them two. Tomorrow says, no, because they both agree it's not more than 100. Again, because of tefasta meruba loy tefasta. And the response speaks out that the way it works like this, Tanakhama holds they're not making a mistake, and therefore you go bust at the middle one. Rav Lezer Bar Tzadik and Rav Cherem both hold it's a mistake. Rav Lezer Bar Tzadik hold you make a mistake by 10. And Rav Cherem say you make a mistake by 13 and a third. Now why don't you make the in-between the top two? Because to fast the mu'it, to fast the, not to fast the merubah. That's how we learn pshat. Now, the Cherem pshat, the paladik of pshat, like the Mara's going to point out in a second, we don't really understand. Where does the 13 and a third come from? What's the pshat? Om Rav Huna, halach kacherim, fast like dacherim. I don't understand Pshat and Acherim and Hilkasav Dinan Kavasav, and you say Allah is like him? I don't understand what he's talking about. What would be Pshat in 13 and a third? The way you make that ratio is by figuring out the difference in 80 and 120, you come up with 13 and a third. That's how you figure it out. How can you say that's a normal thing to make a mistake? It's like Kavua, you always make a mistake 13 and a third. The whole thing doesn't make sense. So you say you can't pass like that. Now we have a similar idea. It says Tanu Daini Gerla, a Daini Gerla who's Shmuel and Karna brought in a brayse that says like the Acherim. Oysa Shuma Bnei Mashal Shlem, and Amar Rav Huna Hilchasak Adiyani Gerla who passed like that. So Rashi says the same thing back. Amar Rav Ashi Taimer Daini Gerla Yadinon. I don't know Pshat in Taimer the Daini Gerla. I don't know Pshat in Acherim. The Hilchasak Adiyani Gerla. You make a pass like them. So the bottom line is that again we have three Pshat. Either you make you do 100, which is the middle Dayin, or the other two Adiyim holds a mistake. And the mistake by 10 or 13 and a third, and you take the tefas the mu'at. And again, we said the ma'am and the yom 13 and a third, a little bit shver, and that's why Rav Ashi says, heck you pass like that, because we don't understand the reasoning of Rav Ashi.